The faculty and deans at Charlotte School of Law get a little starry-eyed when they talk about the kind of graduates they hope to produce. Public-minded, ready to hit the ground running, working on behalf of the little guy.
I guess this room right here.
Isaac Sturgill could be their poster child.
I'm a 2012 graduate of Charlotte School of Law. I'm currently a staff attorney in the housing division at Legal Aid of North Carolina in Charlotte.
His shirt and tie are rumpled from a day in court, helping people in low-income housing defend their rights. He passed the bar on his first try last summer and parlayed his enthusiasm and experience working with clients in the law school's extensive clinic program to beat out more seasoned candidates for this legal aid job.
Came to work and they gave me my first three files and I asked if I could be excused to go get sworn in at the courthouse and then came back and started working and have been pretty busy ever since. So,
while Isaac Sturgill is the kind of graduate Charlotte School of Law is aiming for, he's not the norm. Employment data for the class of 2012 show just 45 of 234 graduates got work in the government or public sectors, and most of them found only part-time, short-term positions. Nearly 10% of the class found no work at all. The rest split between working for a small law firm or a business, often in jobs that don't even require a law degree. In fact, barely half of the Charlotte School of Law class of 2012 got a job that required passing the bar. Graduates of North Carolina's other private law schools fared much better.
What is the challenge is the legal profession always has biases to highly ranked schools that have strong alumni bases.
John Lassiter is president of Carolina Legal Staffing. Since Charlotte School of Law started graduating students a few years ago, it's only added to the glut of lawyers looking for work. And in a competitive market, a degree from a prestigious school will get you further than one from a new, unranked institution. In time, Lassiter thinks Charlotte School of Law will develop the reputation and alumni base to give its diplomas more weight locally. But at the moment, he's placing a lot of new grads in the legal equivalent of manual labor. Temp jobs, reviewing reams of documents and checking boxes. Not the kind of work someone spends three hard years and thousands of dollars to get.
But people get more pragmatic when they kind of walk into a difficult economy. And we've still got, you know, this, our marketplace here has got 9.5% unemployment.
Pragmatic because at $40,000 a year, Charlotte School of Law grads come out with a hefty burden of student loan debt. That's on par with tuition at 36th-ranked Wake Forest and not far from the $50,000 a year it costs to attend the state's most prestigious law school, Duke. But not everyone can get into a top school, and not everyone who goes to law school wants to be a lawyer, says Charlotte School of Law Dean Jay Connison.
We provide an opportunity for students who might not have a chance to go to a school like Wake Forest or Duke because they may not have a high LSAT score, because their GPA might not be as high, but have the potential to be successful lawyers, to be successful business people, to be successful problem solvers.
It's a beautiful story, and the InfoLaw people have been selling it hard.
This is Ellie Mistal, a pretty polarizing guy in legal circles and editor of a widely read blog called Above the Law. He says virtually all law schools, public, private, for-profit or not, charge way too much at a time when getting a law job is so tough. Charlotte School of Law is one of three owned by a Florida company called InfiLaw, which is backed by the private equity fund Sterling Partners. The trend among such institutions is to tout themselves as an alternative for the underserved, as InfoLaw emphasized in an email response to questions. They typically accept students with much lower grades and LSAT scores, and they accept a lot more of them than most schools. Being big gives Charlotte School of Law the money to put toward special programs, like classes to help students pass the bar, says Dean Connison.
We can deliver more and better services to serve these students. We can do everything we can to maximize their potential for success both in law school, on the bar, and in their careers.
However, Connison concedes the school's latest North Carolina bar results are disappointing. Only 58% passed, compared to the state average of 71%.
Now, Ms. Gibbons, does it matter if the speaker intends to carry out the threat?
No,
why not?
In auditoriums where fall classes are underway, Charlotte School of Law students are hard at work. Many of them say they came here because it's the only law school in this part of the state. They rave about their professors and the training they get at the school's clinics. Professors, many of whom graduated from top law schools, rave about the freedom and support they get from the school. Third-year student Lysandra Spencer says she's got a job lined up when she graduates next spring.
I never felt like I was not going to be able to gain employment by going to Charlotte School of Law. As a matter of fact, it kind of fueled me to want to prove to people that I can come to this school, I can do the work, work hard, you know, network, do the things that I need to do, and still get a job.
But how much will that job pay? High salary spots at top law firms are virtually out of the question unless you went to a prestigious school. National survey data show most recent law graduates earning $40,000 to $65,000 a year. Meanwhile, if they went to a private law school, they owe at least $125,000. Ms. Dahl says people should think very seriously about why they want a law degree.
If you're that dead set on going to law school and staying in North Carolina, you should go to the absolute cheapest law school you can get into, get your degree, pass the bar, and then hustle for a job, because you're going to have to hustle for a job regardless. Unless you go to Duke, you're going to have to hustle for a job. And so you might as well be hustling for a job with as little debt hanging over your head.
Which in North Carolina means another unranked law school, this one public. The North Carolina Central University class of 2012 had a harder time finding law jobs than their Charlotte peers, but having paid tuition of around $11,000 a year, they're also under a lot less financial pressure. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.